And this is Tate Servans coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch the better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi, Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Even though there wasn't a vote of no confidence, it is definitely showing in the ACW Unionville Fire Department. The board, which includes representatives from Akron, Columbia, and Wisner Townships in the village of Unionville, approved placing an advertisement for a fire chief to oversee the department. It is believed that this is the first time in the history of the all-volunteer department that someone from within the department hasn't been appointed as fire chief. There has been some turmoil in the operation for several months, with a couple of fire chiefs being selected only to resign that position within a couple of months. Continuing to stay on with the department as a firefighter, however. There have been some other officers in the fire department who resigned their positions but stayed on as firefighters as well. There have been statements made about interference of some of the fire board members who oversee the department and or with firefighters as well. And the Elkton Police Department is alerting parents to the growing availability of Mitra 9 canned Kratom beverages in local stores and online. The brightly colored drinks, marketed as plant-based kava and Kratom products, resembles energy drinks and are sold at gas stations, convenience stores, vape shops, and through online retailers. Police say some cans clearly list Kratom Extract or Mitra G9, while others reference 7-hydroxy-mitra-G9 or 7-OH, a potent compound found in Kratom. Officials caution that although the drinks may look similar to common energy beverages, they contain psychoactive compounds that act on brain receptors in ways comparable to opioids. Reported side effects include nausea, drowsiness, dizziness, increased heart rate, and impaired judgment. Repeated use can lead to dependence, and mixing Kratom with alcohol can increase the risk of respiratory depression. Because Kratom products are not regulated like FDA-approved medications, potency and ingredients may vary, according to police. Parents are encouraged to talk with students about unfamiliar drinks and supplements, monitor for changes in mood or behavior, and seek emergency help if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Officials said the goal of the advisory is prevention and awareness. And authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on February 14th of 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. And an autopsy was planned for today, February 15th, to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had been previously reported as missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary. Officials said there is no evidence that he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. The statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service, and no additional details are being released at this time. The Sheriff's Office also expressed appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. And we will be right back with some national news after this message from AVS Broadband and their tech team.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we are back. In national news, physicists have experimentally observed a hidden quantum geometry that bends the path of electrons, a phenomenon previously thought to be purely theoretical. This effect allows electrons to be steered through a material with almost zero resistance, mimicking how gravity warps light. The discovery has major implications for the semiconductor industry, as it could lead to transistors that generate almost no heat. Researchers believe this geometric steering will be the foundation for the next generation of ultra-efficient computing hardware. And a new mobile application called Dino Tracker has achieved human expert levels of accuracy in identifying dinosaur species from photos of fossilized tracks. The AI was trained on thousands of known footprints to recognize subtle variations in toe angles and pressure depth. The app is being used by amateur paleontologists to contribute to a global database, leading to the discovery of 3 new track sites in the American West this month alone. Researchers hope the crowdsourced data will reveal new migration patterns of Jurassic-era theropods. And we will be right back after this brief message from Bresky Builders.
Near, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Near, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we are back with some international news. The North Island of New Zealand is facing severe flooding. Following a weekend of record-breaking rainfall, emergency officials have ordered the evacuation of several low-lying towns as river levels continue to rise, threatening infrastructure and homes. At least one person has been confirmed dead, and thousands remain without power. Meteorologists warn that the weather system is moving slowly, with more rain expected to hit the region late into Sunday evening. And police in Queensland, Australia, have arrested a suspect in connection with a museum heist involving 2,600-year-old Egyptian artifacts. The stolen items included a priceless cat sculpture, a mummy's mask, and a ceremonial necklace. The cat burglar was apprehended while attempting to sell the items through a private collector network. The artifacts have been recovered and are currently being assessed for damage before being returned to public display. And we will be right back after this message from our final sponsor, Tri-County Equipment.
From big to small, from farm to front yard, if you're a Farm Bureau member, are you aware you're automatically eligible for special discounts on John Deere equipment at Tri-County Equipment? That's right, Tri-County Equipment and John Deere Rewards are happy to inform you that all Farm Bureau members will automatically receive Platinum 2 status. That means instant savings on a wide range of John Deere products. All mowers, all gators, all 1 through 6M series John Deere tractors, compact construction tractors, and more. To find out how you can turn your membership into savings, go to johndeere.com/farmbureau and sign up today. Must be a valid member of Farm Bureau for 30 days and have a valid email to be eligible for John Deere Rewards benefits. So Farm Bureau members, it's time to head to your local Tri-County Equipment, look over their collection of John Deere equipment, and start saving today.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back here at the station. And that was your news for the hour. It is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, AVS Broadband, and Bresky Siding and Building Repair. If you want more news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere. We do not have any obituaries at this time. My name's Tate Servance, and that was your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.